are we doing now? What are we listening to?
The Music with Kara Hour.
Yeah. You know, my favorite food for you now is celery and peanut butter.
It's good.
You talk funny when you got a mouthful of celery and peanut butter. What are you on?
I'm not sure it's out of my face right now.
No, you got some right there. No, it's over a little bit.
No, it's not.
Alrighty, so where are we starting off today there? That was a pretty good tune, wasn't it?
Yes.
Alright, so.
It's Don't Cry by Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, okay, so, like, is there anything that is significant about this song, do you think?
I read somewhere that Axl Rose and Izzy Stradlin were kind of, they fell for the same girl, and she went and choose, and so she ended up saying something about Don't Cry to Alice, or not Alice. Axl Rose, and then that was the title of the song.
I had something intelligent to say, my brain just like stopped. Alright, here you go, here's the song. bet he turned blue before that was over.
Yeah, that's a lot of...
Jeez. Man, don't cry, Kara. We won't make you eat caramel on your apple.
Yeah.
Peanut butter apple sounds good out there, Angie. And Angeline said, no naked flames, please.
Huh?
Naked flames. You know, there was people like, they would eat a lot of beans and then they'd flop on their back and they'd light their gas.
Does peanut butter and apples do that?
I don't know. You have to try it. Let us know how that experiment played out.
Okay.
Just saying. I don't want to see it, though. So where are we going now?
We're going to go Revolve from the Melvins.
Melvins?
Yep.
That's a crazy name.
Yep.
All right. Revolve from the Melvins. What's this song about?
I don't know, but it's really cool because there's a whole bunch of different moods in the song. I just like that. So.
Oh. So she don't know, but it's a cool song.
Yep.
Ah! All right, so since that conversation kind of went awry in the chat room, I posted a link to Caveman Killed the Dinosaur. That'll give you all the answers you need. All right, that'll tell you everything you need to know about methane. Okay. Seriously. And you can take that to the bank. They'll probably throw you out and call the cops.
When someone says that, I never know if I should take that good or bad.
Yeah, well, it explains, you know, it explains some things, why there ain't no dinosaurs anymore, you know. And it's, these is important educational things that you got to remember in life in order to get by. You want to be a millionaire one day, right?
I mean, yeah.
Well, you got to know the truth about the history, man. That's what you're going to find out on Caveman Killed the Dinosaur.
Okay.
If nothing else, at least you'll be able to laugh out of it.
So it's a win-win. It's,
huh?
It's a win-win.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're good. All right, so where are we going now?
We're going to go to NIB by Black Sabbath.
Cool. That's a good tune.
Yes.
All right, here we go. NIB, Black Sabbath. So the question come up, what is NIB? The title refers to the drummer Bill Wan's beard. The band called him Nibby because they thought it looked like the nib on the end of a pen. Ozzy came up with the nickname when he on acid and thought Geezer Butler was turning into a fountain pen, says Butler. Originally, it was NIB, or nib, which was Bill's beard. When I wrote NIB, I couldn't think of a title for the song. I just called it nib after Bill's beard. To make it more intriguing, I put punctuation marks in there to make it NIB. By the time it got to America, they translated it to Native and Black.
So now every time I hear this song, I'm going to think of
somebody's beard.
Yeah. Or a fountain pen.
Or the corks.
No. I'm going to try not to think of the corks.
Yeah, you got to put one in the front in case a cow burps, and then one in the back in case... You know.
See, I don't want to be there when it happens. I don't want to be the one doing it. I don't want to be there when it goes wrong.
What about spontaneously exploding cows?
Well, then you're going to have a whole bunch of dead carcass, and that's bad, too.
Ugh. All right, so what are we doing now?
We're going to do Wake Up by Mad Season.
Oh, okay. Well, this is about time to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Mad Season, Wake Up. Watch out for them corks, because there's a disclaimer on them. Hit you in the face, I'm not responsible. Don't stand behind the cow. song's kind of like misadvertisement because, you know, it's like a metal tune, you know, and it's wake up and I'm like snoring over here. I'm like, what's going on? Don't start none, there won't be none, Kara.
Oh, there is some.
There's already some, there can't already be some.
Well, when you say don't start none, there won't be some. Wait.
None.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't start none, there won't be none.
Well, anyway, it's like a threat. So now there is some.
Oh, so it's on.
Yep.
It's on. So while you guys are listening to the next song, what's that? I Love a Rainy Night?
Yep, by Eddie Rabbit.
Yeah, while you guys are listening, me and Kara's going to be rumbling, man. It's on. I got my old style Dukes up. Let's do this thing.
Well, I got my new style Dukes up.
Your new style curb stomping, street fighting uppercut. Maybe I just better be peaceful and I'll survive this next song, right? Don't start none, there won't be none. That's it. Here we go.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadows. Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, it's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadows. Puts a song in this heart of mine, puts a smile on my face every time, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh. Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night.
You can see it in my eyes.
Yeah, I love a rainy night.
Well, it makes me high.
Ooh, I love a rainy night.
You know I do.
Yeah, yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night.
You can see it in my eyes.
Well, it makes me high. Well, I love a rainy night.
And I love you too.
Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night.
Ah. I got distracted.
Yeah, me too. I was thinking about, because old Steven says, oh, it's on like Donkey Kong. Ha, ha, ha. And I said, yeah, she says, she's going to go all spider monkey on me. I need a safe spot to hide. So, peace and love and all that.
Oh, no, it's too late for all that.
No, we're past all that. We can't just, like, call it a day. Let's call it a draw.
Okay.
That was too easy. I used to think you'd be a good attorney until that one. Alright, no, seriously, she would be a good attorney if she wanted.
No.
I'm serious. You can talk anybody out of anything.
Yeah, but then if you're talking about, I don't know, something that you don't agree with, I don't know if you could pass that up, but...
No, but you could twist it to your favor.
That's true.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, go all spider monkey on the judge. That'll win.
Oh, my God.
All right, cool. All right, so what'd Steven say? G's up, grease up so she slides off you. Oh, yeah, and run. So I'd be like a greased pig, and you wouldn't be able to catch me.
What?
Yeah. They used to put, like, grease on a pig and then let the pig loose, and everybody had to try to catch the pig.
People did that?
Yeah. You know there's weird people in the world. You didn't know that?
That just sounds like broken bones.
All right, while we're listening to the next tune, which is what?
It's going to be Funnel of Love by Wanda Jackson.
Funnel of Love by Wanda Jackson. We'll Google up greased pig.
Okay.
All right. There we go.
Deep into the funnel of love. It's such a crazy, crazy feeling. I get weak in the knees. My poor old head is reeling as I go deep into the funnel of love. I tried and I tried to run and hide. I even tried to run away. You just bound to get you someday. Someday here I go falling down, down, down. My mind is a blank, my head is spinning around and around as I go deep into the funnel of love. Deep into the funnel of love. Deep into the funnel of love.
Oh wow, we're watching the greased pig. We'll send the copy of the video link into you. So you want to go chase a greased pig, Kara?
No.
Why not?
No.
All right. So no greased pig. That's what it was. Steven's idea. He's the one that put you up to it. No, that's what he was telling me as a safety deal to get away from you. If I'm all greasy, you won't be able to catch me.
I'll wait. I'm patient.
Alright, so where are we going now?
Now we're going to go to The Regulator by Clutch.
I'm not understanding this one here because it sounds so mechanical to me. It sounds like, you know, there's a regulator to keep your clutch from burning out or something like that in the car. What's...
Yeah. I think it's about revenge.
Oh, so well.
Not sure, but...
We're sitting there talking about don't start none to be none, and you talk about revenge.
Yeah.
So there already is some.
Yeah.
And you're going to play this song to make...
It's going to be the battle song.
The battle song. Okay, this is what we'll be greased pig to. so that guy, the one song, he held his last note with his voice going, oh, like for a long time. And that dude just did it with the guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whee!
Might be easier on your vocal cords.
Yeah.
Air.
It's like the doggone buzzer on your phone when you try to wake yourself up in the morning. I couldn't get a hold of my phone this morning. I was like, every time I'd reach out for it, I'd scoot it away from me, and I'm like,
That's not. That's when you just get up.
Yeah. Well, that's what I eventually end up doing. So it started off rough this morning.
Oh yeah.
All right. So where are we at?
Do Cavernous by Buckethead.
Buckethead. Are you a Buckethead?
No.
All right. Here we go. I was just saying vinyl's coming back.
I'm not old enough to ever really gotten into it, so.
Well, if you think about it in the future, because they do have record players now for people to play them old vinyl records,
mm-hmm.
there'll be one day when there will be brand new vinyl records, and then people will be trying to sell a new one as an old one or vice versa.
Oh, man.
They'll be bootlegging records, man. Anyway.
Someone's going to make some money.
Wonder how many people even remember vinyl records.
I know they have, like, at the thrift store in Martinsburg, they have a whole section of just old vinyl records.
Yeah.
Big.
And some people like to get them and put them on those turntables and go... Wiki. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. So, anyway, where are we going now?
This will be the last song, and then there's going to be the mystery song.
Oh, yeah, the mystery song. You got to remember this right here. This time, not only do you got to first catch a greased pig, then you got to give the band and the name of the song, and what do they win?
A trip to the refrigerator for free food and drinks.
Yeah, but you probably want to go to the shower first if you already caught the greased pig.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nasty. Are we really going to make them catch a greased pig first? Sure. All right, well, so we're going to ask you if you caught the greased pig, but you got to tell us about the name and the deal at the end. You'll know when the mystery song, we'll let you know. Anyway, what are we listening to?
Right now it's going to be Birth Ritual by Soundgarden.
All right, cool. You don't have to catch greased pig yet, so wait. All right, folks, it's the time y'all been waiting for. I hope you like that new Ooga thing there right there. It's going to be used for the good old mystery song, so you'll know from here on out, definitely. This now is the music, the mystery song. So anyway, today, in order to win an all-trip expense-paid trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks, you got to catch a greased pig and then name the tune and the band. So with that said, here's your mystery song. Peace and love, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Music with Kara Hour.